Welcome back, everyone. This is episode I have no idea of, because Valk, you've seen the playlist. My episode listing is an absolute mess, right?
Oh yeah, it's great stuff.
Maybe I should rename like just prequel one, prequel two, and so forth. That might be good.
Yeah. I mean, they'll still have the audio introductions of being listening, but it's fine.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. That will matter. I mean, actually, there's a podcast I listened to, GG Over Easy, with like Mr. Fruit, Robbie V, and Blue Westlow. And I think they recorded, 7 or 8 episodes, and then they just stopped doing a podcast for a year. And they got back and just started back over from the beginning, I think.
Oh, God.
So, same thing. Welcome back, everyone. As you can hear, we have a special guest. We have never had them on, we never had him on this channel before. On this podcast before, because he never has a working computer.
Oh, shut up.
it's our good old friendly elderly co-host, Val.
Oh, wow. Elderly and not friendly neighborhood? Okay, I see.
No, you're pretty old. You're not in my neighborhood, so I can't really call you my friendly neighborhood, Valkyrie.
Sure. I mean, I'm not much older than you, yo.
You're right. I couldn't think of another adjective that could work. Should I do friendly white friend Valk?
Sure, I don't care.
Okay, there we go.
Oh God.
Hopefully people know that I am Mexican, so it's okay if I say that. It's okay if I differentiate you by color.
And I'm Lucid's token white guy, it's fine.
Yay, and I'm the token Mexican.
Oh God.
I mean, it's kinda obvious that I am though, so I accepted it. I'm the token Mexican in every friend group. Ever since high school, I was always the token Mexican.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I've never been a token Mexican, so I don't know.
Yeah, you wouldn't know how it feels.
Oh, God.
You wouldn't know how it feels being someone's friend just because you're brown.
I mean, I know how it feels to be someone's friend just because I'm white.
And I wouldn't know how that feels.
Yep.
Damn. All right, you got me there. Anyways, welcome back, Val. So I already kind of explained the story of what was going on with why you haven't been on, other than, possibly dead. But do you want to tell them your story? Do you want to tell them why you were suffering?
Oh, God. Yeah, I can go through it. But I already have grapes with Acer because of this. So after the last podcast, about 3 or 4 days later, went to hop on Apex, as everyone knows that we play a decent amount of. And my laptop started making a funny noise, as in no noise. So the CPU fan decided it was going to completely stop running. So I fought with Acer for a couple of days to get my warranty return kit. And once it came through, which took about a week, turned around and sent it to them with the claim of 15 to 20 days for it to be repaired and sent back to me. 45 days later, I finally got it back with a bunch of additional bloatware that shouldn't have been added to it added, and remnants of games that were added through the Microsoft Store that shouldn't have been added to it by a professional repair service added. So yeah, needless to say, I was not thrilled by that.
Yeah, and that was about a week ago, and we could have recorded an episode last week, but as everyone knows, there wasn't an episode last week. I do apologize for that. It's because I was moving, and now I'm at my official new place. I get my own, not really my own, because I share the office with my girlfriend, but now we have our own room separated from Ellie, from like the living room, all that stuff, and it's been great. It's a little hot in here, but we just got to get a fan for that. But yeah, now everything's up and running. Now Valk is back. He just got back from work today, and yeah, we're good to go. So let's get back into kind of some topics that I have here on the listing. So Valk, you and I think we talked about it a little bit, but you know about the Willy Wonka shit that's been kind of going on lately, right?
Oh yeah, I heard a bit about it.
Yeah, so just to bring it up for a reminder, because I haven't really seen it on the news recently, other than like maybe about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I guess the founder of Jelly Belly was doing this Willy Wonka competition, pretty much. where he would have a challenge in every single state of its own. Entry fee is $50. So you pay $50 and then you get your clue to try to find whatever is it that you're supposed to find. If you find it, boom, you win $5,000. Now you can either just stay like that or you can continue on to the next challenge with 49 other people who have found it, or maybe under if some states have never found it. And then you would compete to get, I guess, the key to a candy making factory. And also he would pay for your full tuition to learn how to make candy in a university. It was a lot of craziness, a lot of big stuff happening. I think the first challenge is starting in Georgia, and then they'd start opening it up in states as it continues going. I really wanted to try it. I was about to pay $50 to do it because I thought that'd be a lot of fun, and I love puzzles and riddles and investigation shit, stuff like that. But then something new popped up, which is kind of what made everything die down, where apparently, I guess the CEO, which is different than the founder of Jelly Belly, says that the founder has no connection to Jelly Belly anymore. He doesn't even own a single part of the stocks anymore. He sold them a long time ago. He does own factories himself, but they're something completely different, not Jelly Belly related. So we have Jelly Belly, the company itself, saying, hey, we know we heard about this challenge, but it doesn't exist. We haven't talked to the founder in a long time. He doesn't hold anything. He doesn't own any part of Jelly Belly anymore. So we have no idea what's going on. So I have no idea what's going on, if it's like a hoax, if it's a scam, like a really elaborate scam, or maybe just the founder is getting senile. He's thinking, oh, I'll just give everything that I don't own away, kind of thing.
Also, what it could be, according to what you just said, is he's not giving anything Jelly Belly related away, but he could be giving away the other factories that he owns. And because he still has money, let's be honest.
Oh, yeah, he for sure has money. And yeah, you could be correct on that, because I guess they heard it from him directly. It wasn't just some source, but they heard it from the founder directly, is that you'll be getting a key to a factory. They didn't say Jelly Belly specifically. It's just, mm-hmm. I guess the hype of Jelly Belly was that he founded the big company, and it was just about to be as crazy as like Willy Wonka or something.
Yeah. Like, I didn't hear about the second part of it, but the first part I had, that he was doing the shenanigans, and then I didn't hear about Jelly Belly disowning the contest outright.
Yeah, and I do want to hear what continues going on. I guess I'm just going to wait until the first challenge opens up and seeing what happens, if it is legitimate. As soon as I find out if it's legitimate, I'm probably going to buy that ticket, because, or buy the pass to try to do it, because that actually sounds like a lot of fun and could make some good content. Who knows?
And then that's 5K to go into the channels.
Yay! Hell yeah. I would definitely invest in that. That'd be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
But let's continue on to the second topic here. So everyone knows that Kingdom Hearts Memory or Melody of Memory is coming out. I think it comes out next month.
Something like that.
And I don't know if it's Disney or Square Enix themselves that has released the playlist that is supposed to be in the game. Everyone was going through it. Everyone was excited except for one, but we'll get to that. So we have a bunch of songs from all the different games. Some of them only have one. Others have, let's say the first Kingdom Hearts, they have 10. Like even Kingdom Hearts, like they're going to have Simple and Clean in the game, like probably the most popular Kingdom Hearts game out, or Kingdom Hearts song out there. What I am upset about is that they don't have Sanctuary from Kingdom Hearts 2 at all. Like, I don't understand why they didn't do that, but I guess Simple and Clean is more popular.
Well, that's possibly because they don't actually own the rights to the songs, so to reuse them, they may have to rebuy licenses. Yeah. And they may not want to repay for that license.
Yeah, that could definitely be it. Now, do you know if Utada owns just, like, the licensing for everything about it? Because we do know that Kingdom Hearts has made, like, orchestral versions or remixes.
Utada Hikaru herself has the royalty rights to the songs to make money off of them, but the company that you sign with as an artist most of the time actually owns your music.
Yeah, I meant the record label or the record company.
Yeah,
that she's
with. The label itself. I know they own Simple and Clean because that song came out before Kingdom Hearts. Sanctuary was also a secondary thing that Kingdom Hearts picked up. even though it's written for them, it's still on her album as a separate release. And then the third one, which is because our earlier conversation is also not on there. It is also should be owned by the record label.
Yeah, and actually, really weird thing. So Simple and Clean is out now for like anyone to listen to, I believe. But I know a really weird issue. When I first got into Kingdom Hearts and I was trying to look for that music online, you can never find like an official release of Simple and Clean out there just to like download yourself, which I thought was really weird.
You couldn't buy it per se, but you could find, yeah, you could find the shady like off sites that you could buy, but you couldn't buy it from iTunes or Google Play or any of the major names now
that
have it.
Yeah, and you couldn't buy it officially, or like if you were on YouTube, there was no like Vivo, or there wasn't any, or there wasn't like
That was before Utada had her American and international fame though also.
Yeah, but it's just like there was just nowhere that you could find it officially. Like even YouTube, they just ripped it off the game, or they ripped it off.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was a limited edition CD that they just ripped it off from or something like that.
One of the editions of the original Kingdom Hearts actually had the soundtrack, and that people were taking it from there.
Okay, so that's what it was, the soundtrack. And yeah, they just rip it from there and they release it for everyone to listen to, which was obviously shady, but I think they released it for everyone now. Seema Sanctuary, and then I hate that I always forget the name of the third song.
I can't remember it either.
Yeah, and like it's such a good song. I really enjoy it, but I hate that it's not as memorable as the other two though.
Yeah, that was my issue with it. It's because the song itself isn't bad. It just is flatter than the other two.
And I think they removed it from Kingdom Hearts 3.
Maybe.
Because the thing is, because usually these songs, they play like before the main menu. You remember, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't do.
Don't Think Twice.
Don't Think Twice. There we go. It doesn't play Don't Think Twice. It just plays an orchestral version of Simple and Clean. No.
No, what?
I'm trying to think of what song it does. I think it does Simple and Clean.
It's either Simple and Clean or Sanctuary.
Yeah, no, it does an orchestral version of Simple and Clean now. It doesn't play Don't Think Twice. So I haven't heard it in the game for a while now. I'm wondering if they removed it, but I feel like that would have been a big enough news that I would have heard about it. Anyways, we're gonna continue on to this playlist here. I'm not going to go through all of them just because there's a lot. But then there is music from Kingdom Hearts 2, obviously. Then there's two final mix, which I think it's called The Other Promise, which I think is the Roxas boss fight that you do.
Okay, so actually I was mistaken. Don't Think Twice is the theme from the original trailer. And I think Face My Fears is the one from...
Yeah, that's what it is. Don't Think Twice is the ending as well.
Yeah, and Face My Fears is the Kingdom Hearts 3 original theme.
Yeah, with Skrillex.
Yes.
That's right. Okay. Yeah, so even Kingdom Hearts 2 Final Mix has The Other Promise, which is the Roxas boss fight, which I actually really love that song. And like I said, you have at least one song for every single Kingdom Hearts games. And then there's Kingdom Hearts 3, which I am glad that they included a song to it. But I absolutely am upset with, I don't know if it's Disney or Square Enix, but this choice that they made. And I asked Valak if he could take a wild guess. He said the third song, or Face My Fears.
Yeah.
Do you want to take another guess now that we're live here?
So if it's not Face My Fears, then I would probably have to say, is it the Roxas theme, battle theme on there?
Are you talking about Kingdom Hearts 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's...
4-2.
Yeah, it's there.
Okay. Missing from 3. How important is the song to 3, actually? That'll change the...
I don't know. I don't know what's considered important. I'd say it's an important song, I guess, but not important to the story, really.
Yeah, I'm at a loss. What is it?
It's fucking Let It Go.
Oh my god.
They, out of all of the music from Kingdom Hearts 3, they put Let It Go from Frozen into the game. And I am fucking upset. I am livid that they chose this song out of all of them.
So this goes back to our previous episode that we actually covered Kingdom Hearts 3 in. This was also our least favorite world, if people remember correctly, and that actually upsets me a whole bunch.
It doesn't make sense to the story, and I'm not going to go back into it except for that part where the whole entire world makes zero sense to the story.
Oh, yeah.
And they put the Let It Go music video, the entirety of it, so the entire song is in Kingdom Hearts 3 as the original music video with just a Sora, Donald, and Goofy cameo in it. It is the dumbest thing I've seen in a game. And now they have it in a future game now. And I am so upset that they made this choice. I thought it was the dumbest thing. And God, why are they doing this?
They hate us, that's why.
And I don't even know who to blame. I think it's Disney, because they still don't want Frozen to be tampered with or anything, because it's their moneymaker.
Yep.
Oh, God, I just hate it. Why Kingdom Hearts? You didn't have to do this. I honestly would have been happier with zero Kingdom Hearts 3 music than with Let It Go. And yet you still have Face My Fears, you still have Don't Think Twice, you still have all of the music that is in Kingdom Hearts, and no, you choose Let It Go. I think it was a big mistake. I'd say... I was actually going to get this game, but just for the sheer fact that I do not want to be forced to play a level where I have to listen to the entirety of Let It Go, I am going to just not buy this game.
Yeah, that actually feels all kinds of bad.
So I'm upset. Kingdom Hearts, I honestly don't think this is Square Enix's fault, because we do know that Disney was like really forcing their choices down Square Enix's throat when it came to Frozen. I honestly think it's Disney's fault. So Disney, fix your shit. What the fuck? My God.
Yeah, because that's the one thing they're like, no, we can't change any of it. It's ours. It's got to be this way.
Yeah, and I think they were trying to go with like an entire different story, and then Disney's like, nah, you can't mess with Frozen. We're gonna keep it as it is. So then now it doesn't fit into the plot at all. And then actually, even in the game, you never even see Hans's face. The main antagonist of Frozen. You just see his back, but you never see his face. So they only want to show like the people that you enjoyed from the movie, and I hate it.
I mean, I'm a big advocate of the bad guys in most Disney movies anyway, so...
What do you mean, advocate? Like, what? Like,
are I'm a fan of them. Yeah, most of the time, I root for the bad guy because it's guaranteed that they're going to lose every time, anyways.
So you're saying like it's kind of like rooting for the underdog, except you know that they're just not going to win.
Yeah.
Okay. I can see that, I guess. And I just never. I couldn't really. Well, I understand that Hans is the bad guy in it, but I feel like it was still kind of a mess in the entirety of it. I don't know. I'm not a fan of Frozen. I wasn't a fan of Frozen 2, but... Oh, we're not going to go into that topic right now, because this is not...
I was going to say, yeah, this is not the Frozen episode again.
Frozen Part 2, why we really hate it again.
Yep.
Let's see, what else? And then, actually, so... All right, Val, hypothetical question, because I know... I don't even know if I'll be able to get it at launch myself. But if you had a choice, and I want to know your reason why, if you had a choice, would you go with Xbox or PlayStation 5?
X or S model, or is it irrelevant? Just
it's
branded.
I mean, money is no option, or money's no issue, so you could just go with the Series X model if you wanted to.
Probably the Xbox, because majority of the people that I play PC with already have Xbox, and I've met most of them through that anyways. So it'd just be continuing the branding line that I'm already familiar with, and B, everyone that I would play with usually already has it, because that's what they stick to anyways.
Okay, so you'd be playing it mainly just because of the, I guess, community or environment that you've built with the brand?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. For me, I would, and I will eventually, but I'm 100% going for PS5, just because, and this is definitely like personally based, just because I have a computer that is definitely good enough to run games, other than like changing my processor, but that's an easy fix. But like, because I can just play pretty much any game on my PC, from what Xbox Microsoft, there we go, from what Microsoft has announced, pretty much any game that they're releasing will also be for PC and for Game Pass, and it's just kind of like they're building every game for PC and Xbox. So I don't see a point in getting an Xbox at all when I can play any of these games on my PC anyways. As well as, I think they are going to try to add like official like crossplay between Xbox and PC, so that it doesn't matter what console you have, as long as it's Microsoft branded, you can play with anyone else who has a Microsoft peripheral, I guess.
Yeah. Well, the thing with Microsoft is they've been trying to do a true cross-platform between PC and console anyways, because that's what Xbox Game Pass Ultimate is designed for. Is for the people, for the games that don't have cross-platform but still have cross-save that are on there, you can just transfer your save over and play with your friends on PC or PC players, and then just upload the save back to your console and then play with your console friends.
Yeah, so they're basically making it as just one big community instead of just like, oh, PC is the best console. Instead, I feel like they're just trying to make it so that, hey, it doesn't matter if you have PC, it doesn't matter if you have Xbox, whatever you have, you can play together. Like, there's just no like debate on what's better anymore, right?
Yeah, they're trying to cancel or kill the quote-unquote PC master race meme.
Yeah, and I mean, the Xbox is a super powerful console. It is a beast, but I have a PC that plays it well enough and even like overexceeds the minimum requirements for games like Cyberpunk 2077. I'm not even affected by it. Now, the reason why I want the PS5 as well is, one, like you said with the Xbox, is I've been PlayStation fanboy since PS3 and I love it, but I think the main thing that drives PlayStation is the exclusive games that they have. Like, I'm sorry, but like the exclusive library of PlayStation, it just completely demolishes the library that Microsoft had, because Microsoft had, you know, Halo 1, 2, and I think Reach, I guess, and those were good.
Three wasn't bad, as long as you're playing in multiplayer, but not in versus.
Yeah, and I heard that 3 was okay, but then they had Halo 3, 4, 5, then, what, Gears of War 3 and 4 weren't rated that well?
Yeah, Gears 3 had issues that people didn't like, and then Judgment people hated because it changed the gameplay style.
Yeah, and then there's, what is it, Forza, which, I mean, Forza looks beautiful, it looks phenomenal, but I don't think a racing game or racing sim is gonna really, you know, affect my opinion on like what console I should get, really. So
Forza is non-exclusive, though. It's early release to Xbox or Microsoft, and then it's full release for other consoles.
Oh, I thought that was one of their exclusive lines.
It was, but they're changing that from what I understand.
Okay.
But in the console debate, this kind of still goes there, but one of my issues, other issues with Sony, is some of the things that aren't completely exclusive, they won't share with Microsoft and Nintendo, but they'll let it go to PC.
Yeah, I do find that weird, probably just because, like... So, I'm wondering... Well, what were you going to say?
Well, the large example of that is still Persona 5. Because Persona 5 Royale is on PC.
Yeah, and it's still not on the Switch, or...
It's not on the Switch, or it's not on any of the Xbox products, but they let Microsoft have it for PC. And that's a combination of... I'm not blaming Sony alone, because I know Atlas has a big thing to deal with that too. But it is still both of their faults that it's not ported. But there's other titles that aren't Atlas property that Sony will not let go to everything else, even though the dev wants it to.
Yeah, there was Tetris Effect, which I guess is now coming into the Microsoft Series consoles. Then there is, what is it, Beyond Two Souls, Detroit Become Human. I think those two are on PC now.
Yeah, Beyond Two Souls 1 and 2 are both on Steam, and Detroit Become Human's on Epic, as far as I know.
Yeah, I know I've seen one of them on Epic for sure. I don't know. I'm wondering if it's just because like Sony is like, hey, we can still win this console race, but we just know that PC is better than us, so we're just going to start giving them our exclusives.
That's a possibility.
Also, obviously, Sony is very Japanese. They're not very Japanese. They're a Japanese company, which makes them very traditional, which probably also means why they don't want to share their stuff and kind of sees maybe the PC side as a more worthy company to own their products kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not entirely sure, and they never really gave a reason why they're doing this, I don't think. Which I do see that. I see that as kind of crappy. But I mean, at least like it'll be on PC, and maybe they will open up more to like giving stuff to Xbox now. Just because if it's on PC, maybe you want to play with your Xbox friends and so on, kind of thing. So who knows? They might open up more about it. They were also the last ones to agree to do crossplay on stuff like Minecraft, which now I think it's possible. So they were just very hesitant about that stuff, but it's probably just because they're very traditional and they just don't like sharing.
Sure. Well, see, the issue with that is, though, Nintendo is a very traditional Japanese company also, but they share more of their enterprises than Sony does.
Do they?
Yeah, because they have more rapid port to PC. They have a higher port rate to other consoles than Sony does.
But isn't it their like second parties or third party companies that work exclusively with Nintendo that are porting to PC and Xbox? Because it's not their first parties. You're never going to see a Link or a Mario in any other console. Well,
those are Nintendo owned properties. Yeah. So Nintendo was talking about for a while, if they do Splatoon 3, having a PC release with crossplay, which is a first party product that they own.
Okay.
So they're talking about doing it, but they haven't done it yet because Splatoon 2 was originally on the docket for that. But since before COVID, they decided they weren't going to release a PC version of it and possibly push that back for a fresh release on 3.
I mean, I guess I just got to see it to believe it. I haven't heard this news myself, but I guess we just got to wait and see until Nintendo makes it.
That's also on the tech rumor mill, though, too. So
yeah, so if it's just a rumor, we just kind of got to wait and see. Because like, we know that Sony doesn't like to share, but I know like Nintendo will, like, never let anyone try to use Mario or Link or...
I would say the only closest thing to a crossing they did was they let Crypt of the NecroDancer do a version of Link for the Hyrule version, but that's exclusively on the Switch currently, though. So
So that's the thing. Like, anything that relates to their characters is exclusively on Nintendo consoles. You've seen like Soul Calibur 2. I think the PlayStation and the Xbox got Star Wars characters as secret characters, but Nintendo got Link in it, and you couldn't play as Link in any other console kind of thing.
Soul Calibur 2 was Link for Nintendo, Hayachi Mishima from Tekken for Xbox, and PlayStation got Vader or
Yoda. I know I've seen Yoda for sure.
Then yeah, they got Star Wars.
Okay, so it was different for all of them, but like, Nintendo for sure would not let anyone else have those rights. And even they're kind of like being strict in their own companies now too. You've seen Super Paper Mario, the Origami King, before it even, well, I think it was after it was released. People were saying it was kind of mad reviews. The company that made Paper Mario, they said that like Nintendo is strictly not letting us create new characters for the Mario universe.
Oh, wow.
And that's why, like, in the game, Mario's fighting, like, a hole puncher, a stapler, a pair of scissors as, like, bosses. because Nintendo is not even letting them make new characters to be in the universe anymore, like in Thousand Year Door or Super Paper Mario. Now it's like you have to be like specifically Nintendo in order to make I guess new characters for the universe. So they're even being strict on that.
Yeah. Actually, I have a correction for the Soul Calibur 2 characters. I was wrong because that was 3 that where you got Star Wars characters. And I also misspoke on who got Heihachi and it's Spawn for Xbox. Heihachi Mishima was PlayStation 2 and Link was the GameCube.
This is Soul Calibur 3 then?
No, that was 2. Oh, 3 okay. Should be the one that where it had Star Wars characters. Because Vader, Yoda, and I don't remember who the 3rd one was.
Oh, okay. All I remember is just seeing them. I never really played the Soul Calibur game, so I never played it.
I used to.
Yeah, so I think Nintendo is definitely more strict in selling their first-party IPs. I feel like maybe Splatoon is one that they might not care as much, so that's probably why they might do Splatoon 3 on PC. I'm not entirely sure. But I know they had like smaller second and third party companies that were with them who now make other console stuff. And I think that's kind of the same with Sony. Now, you don't see games like God of War or Infamous or I'm trying to think of another game. Now it just passed my mind. Uncharted. There we go. You don't see those games on PC because it's like Santa Monica, Naughty Dog. Who made Infamous? It was Sucker Punch.
I believe so.
Yeah, those three companies are like exclusively like PlayStation or Sony owned. Like they only work for Sony and that's it. But I think Quantum Dream that made the Beyond Two Souls, Heavy Rain and what's his
Heavy Rain.
Detroit Become Human. There we go.
Yeah.
I think they're their own company. They just signed a contract with Sony that they'd be making these games for them specifically.
Yeah.
And I think other companies like that, like with Tetris Effect, I mean, Sony can never own the exclusive rights for a Tetris game, I don't think. I think that's impossible, really.
I mean, they could have a exclusive release deal for one, but they can't own the sole rights unless they buy out the owning company. A side note, Sucker Punch is actually owned by Sony. It's a subsidiary of them.
Okay, so yeah, there we go. But like, Sucker Punch games will never go out for another console. And what I'm saying is like, the companies that are exclusively owned by Sony, they won't release a game for anything outside of Sony. Another thing is Final Fantasy 15. That was a PlayStation exclusive, but it's Square Enix. It's their game. They own the rights to Final Fantasy, so they eventually released it for like a Windows edition. So, like, for companies that basically can run on their own and they're not exclusively owned by Sony, I think those ones are the ones that are starting to branch out. Maybe because their contract expires.
Hey, Lucid.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to interrupt. That's actually incorrect because you could get a day one copy of 15 for the Xbox One.
Was Final Fantasy 15 on the Xbox One?
15 was the first one that was released for multiple platforms at the same time, almost. Because... it started at Final Fantasy, I want to say, I forget which one it is, the number at the moment, but the one that had Lightning and Snow in them as the main characters, that one was the first one that was Xbox release also.
I think that's 11.
No, 11 was online.
Was it 12 then?
It might be.
Okay. Yeah, okay, you're right. I thought it was PlayStation exclusive, because I'd never seen, like, a case of Final Fantasy 15 for Xbox. I just seen it for PlayStation. Okay, so I was wrong about that then. I thought that was a PlayStation exclusive, and then it went
13. To 13. Oh, 13's the one with Snow in them, yep. Okay. 13, 1 through 3.
So we just found out Final Fantasy 15 was on both consoles. I only thought it was on PlayStation.
Yep, the last release for it was actually the Pocket Edition and then the port to the Windows Store.
Oh, yeah, I remember Pocket Edition. Have you ever played that version?
I own it on PC. I actually started streaming it before I bought all the chapters. I streamed chapter 1 like twice on Twitch.
Did you like it at all? I found it really weird, but I played 15 and beat it before I even touched it.
Well, I've Okay. So I know what happens in 15 because I've done the whole modding for other streamers who have been playing it, but I've never officially completed it or Pocket Edition myself. And Pocket Edition, in essence, is just the bite-sized version of the game, so you find out what happens in the story and have a little bit of action that happens in between. So it's not a bad thing, and I actually enjoy what I've played of it. I've been to the end of Chapter 2 in it, so...
Well, okay. I just when I first saw it, I thought it was really weird. I played the demo of it, and...
So you played Chapter 1, so...
Yeah, and I didn't even beat it. I just... It still threw me off. I mean, I guess it's good for people who can't really play it. I know that the Pocket Edition is for Switch, PC, and mobile as well. So I guess if you don't have a console at all, you can still play it, which...
Yeah.
I guess was their way of doing that, but...
Yeah, it was a way for... The reason why Microsoft had the Pocket Edition designed, I should say Square had it designed, it was for mobile users. And then Microsoft put their bid in to have it ported to PC for the people who wanted to play the story but didn't have a computer powerful enough to run the actual game.
I was going to say, it's very intense, right?
Oh, yeah. It's CPU and GPU taxing. Actually, after one of the graphics patches that you can't take out, I can actually no longer run it because I was barely within specs, and then that patch came out, and I can no longer run it because I'm now outside of the minimum.
Oh, well, I mean, at least now you have the Pocket Edition. I played it on the PS4. So I paid for the season pass because I was really enjoying the game. I beat the game. I hated the loading times, but the loading times are much worse just to play the DLC, where there was one time where I'm like, I haven't even touched the DLC yet. I'm going to play Episode Prompto. I start loading it up. I am literally on the loading screen for 20 minutes. And then I shut off my PS4 because I'm like, I'm not waiting any longer. I just give up. So that was very upsetting, but I mean, I did love the story, even though it had stupidly long loading screens. I really hope Final Fantasy 16 is better at this.
I would also like to point out that's not necessarily on Square's side of it, because let's be honest, most of the games on the PS4 have long load times.
I never really have that issue, but then again, I've only played on PS4 and PC, so yeah. And I never really have. I've never experienced that issue myself. Just see how long that takes. I know Spider-Man is pretty quick. It's a decent length. I'm trying to think. Last of Us Part 2, that was a decent length. Like that. Like they didn't take too long. They were still there. But they didn't take too long. Although I do want to see a test of the PS5 now, just to see how it compares to the dev kit that they announced, I think, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Because have you ever heard of the Spider-Man test when they first announced the dev kit?
No.
All right. So... It was like their very first announcement that the PS5 was happening. They had a dev kit ready. I think it was at last year's E3 or 2 years ago, something like that.
Yeah.
They have a dev kit ready. And they had Spider-Man PS4 on a PS4 and on a PS5 dev kit. On the PS4, it took 15 seconds to load. It was fast traveling to the exact same location on both consoles. It took 15 seconds to load on the PS4. And then it took less than 2 seconds to load on the PS5 dev kit. And I really hope that either they improved it or if it stays the same when we get the actual console, because that was stupidly quick compared to the PS4. So I'm super excited for that.
Is there a full announcement of what the hardware is for the PS5 yet, or is that still secret till launch day?
No, they announced it a while ago.
Okay.
Let's see. Let me pull it up. That way I can tell you. Because I've heard it several times what the specs were. I just never really pay attention because it's numbers and I can't really remember them. Let's see. Will you give me a list?
Well, I have the side-by-side for it and the Xbox Series X.
Okay. Well, then, yeah, you can read it off there. I know the Xbox Series X is more powerful, but honestly, I don't really care about specs comparing the PS5 and the Xbox.
Yeah.
Just because, yes, there are the third-party games that will be on both that, you know, maybe it'll load faster on the Xbox, but because, you know, companies are working specifically with PlayStation for the PS5, I don't think it matters what the specs are, because they will work on it so that it is optimized best for the PlayStation. So I just don't think those specs really matter, other than third-party games.
I would like to point out that I'm not going to read these out loud, but I would like to point out that the one thing that the PS has over the Series X is its IO throughput is way better than the Xbox's.
What's okay? So I never really heard of IO throughput. What is that?
Your IO throughput is, if I remember correctly, it should be the higher it is, the better. But I have to go back and remember what this is.
Well, yeah, okay, so yeah. While you try to pull up whatever that is, and I know they both have their own separate SSDs. But the PS5 has its own specific SSD manufactured specifically for it, which is supposed to really help improve its performance.
Okay, so your IO throughput is your data transfer rate.
Oh, okay.
And it's also your bit rate. So the PS5, its base IO throughput for raw data is 5.5 gigabytes gigabytes per second. The PS4 or the Xbox One, sorry, is 2.4 gigs raw. The IO typical for the PS5 will be 8 to 9 gigs compressed, and the Series X is only 4.8, which tells me that if it's a digital game, its load speed will actually be faster on the PS5.
It'll be faster. It'll be a faster download, and as well as less lag in online gaming, right?
Yes and no, because I mean, at 2.4 gigs, because we're talking gigs here at this point, yeah. It should be fine, but it should also have less of the input delay because it has a faster bit rate.
Yeah, okay, so that's well, no, I said lag specifically, so that's not really what I meant.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it would still perform better on online games.
Yeah.
And I guess if you have fast enough internet, you won't really notice it, but for the people who have the stupidly slow internet, then that's when you definitely notice it.
Didn't Sony announce that the PS5 has no disk drive? Console was that?
Technically both of them announced that.
Okay, cool. So the S and the X both have a variant of it.
The PS5 has a variant. So the S is the digital only. Also has much lower specs. And then the X does have a disk, and it has higher specs as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think that one is $499 and $299 respectively.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the one thing that Microsoft has going for them now, which may be an unknown to a lot of people, is they've actually finally moved up to Blu-ray.
True? My God. I mean, I think it took them too long, because isn't Blu-ray a Sony technology that they invented?
I don't think so.
Because I think they first invented it when the PS2 came out, probably with the Blu-ray disc reader first, but then the PS2 was the first console to have Blu-ray.
It was developed by... I just saw it, hold on. Sony, yeah. They're apparently the holder.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. And that's actually why they were advertising the PS2 as a DVD player, because it had the Blu-ray disc reader as well.
Apparently the Xbox One was also Blu-ray. I did not actually know that.
Oh, okay. So then the Xbox Series X isn't the only one. Okay.
Yeah.
No.
So they missed 1 year of it on the 360.
Oh, okay. So the 360, which was PS3 era-ish.
PS3, the end of, or the beginning of 4, because 4 came out before the Xbox One did, by like a month or so, if I remember correctly. So it's in that transition era.
Alrighty. So one thing that I do want to point out here, so I've seen a couple people, not a lot, but a couple people, kind of complain about how the PS5 is $499, and then the PS5 Digital Edition is $399, so that is $100 cheaper, but then the Xbox is, Series X is $499, and Series S is $299, so that's $200 cheaper, and they're saying that, Xbox won this race because they have, the Series S is cheaper than the PS5 Digital Edition. I do want to point out that the difference between the PS5 physical and I guess PS5 digital edition is only the disc drive is removed. All the specs are the exact same. They just removed the disc drive, and $100 cheaper is really good. For the Xbox, though, they actually, other than the processor, I think, they have reduced all the other specs in order to make sure that it's affordable at $299. So yes, it is a lot more affordable for more people, and I do give them props for that. But like price to performance value, Xbox has not won this race because, yes, they do have like a good enough processor, but they like Xbox had to lower the specs in order to get like a much cheaper item, while PlayStation only had to remove a disc drive and it's $100 cheaper. And people were expecting PlayStation to just lower it by 50, and instead they lowered it by 100, which I think is really good. So I just wanted to point that out. But that's pretty much anything that I can kind of think about right now. Do you have anything that came up recently? Any topics you want to talk about?
I'm pretty sure we covered what I was going to yell about, but.
Do you want to try to, I mean, we can talk to Pancake obviously and try to get some people aboard, but do you want to try to do Among Us tomorrow?
Yeah, we can try to do Among Us,
because I really want to try it. I bought it for you, I bought it for myself, and we haven't played it yet, so
yeah,
I really want to try it.
Well, as it stands, I know for sure that we have at least me and you and two other people, but the more people we can get, full lobbies are the best.
Oh yeah, for sure. And that way I can make good content too.
Sure.
But yeah, I'm excited to try it out, so we'll definitely get that planned, and maybe you'll see it as a YouTube video, who knows. But I think that's everything for me, for you, for everyone this week. Hopefully we'll get back onto a steady schedule now. I of course I'll be going back to work, but now that my office is set up and I'm slowly improving everything in here, Hopefully we can stay consistent in our recording schedule. So yeah, we'll see what happens in the future. But for now, you can find me basically anywhere, YouTube, Twitter, at Hallucidus. That is Hallucidus. Valk, do you want to show your stuff?
Yeah, I guess I can name drop. So you can find me at twitch.tv/Valkyrie365, and occasionally you might find me on Twitter at xvalkyrie365x, but that's few and far between.
Why did you add the X? Was Valkyrie365 already taken?
Yes, because I've actually had to cycle through Twitter accounts. This is actually my second one I've owned. The original one was hacked and then banned for political stance and something else that I don't remember.
Wait, they actually banned for political stance on Twitter?
Yes, because there was some of the things that were being posted were anti-American and stuff like that for whatever who or whatever organization had absconded.
Okay. Huh.
Taking all my toys.
Stealing all your stuff.
Yep. You know what's really sad?
What?
Is when people take a screenshot from something and 1080p, and then they take it in 4K, and then they show it to you on a 1080p screen, so it looks identical.
Sorry, say that again?
Okay, so you take two screenshots.
Okay.
One of something playing in 4K quality.
Okay.
And the other one's in 1080p. And then the screen that they show you the comparison side by side on is in 1080p, so it drops the resolution of the 4K, so it's an identical picture.
Oh, okay, now I got it. All right, so I was thinking about this. So I see a lot of stuff, especially like in gaming companies, where they're announcing like, oh, here's this 4K trailer for this game coming out, but you're watching it on 1080p screen, so you're not seeing anything. It's like seeing It's like seeing an advertisement on a black and white TV saying, hey, this TV has color, but for you it just still looks black and white.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, now I get that. Yeah, that's also really stupid. I mean, I get what they're trying to show off, but you're not really going to see it, so.
Yep.
No. Anyways, I think that's going to be it for us. We are your shields, so we will see. Oh, yeah, I forgot. You can actually find all of our stuff mainly at our Twitter page, which is just Twitter/LucidStreamers. Lucid underscore streamers. There we go. That's how what it is. And then, yeah, you can basically find it there. So you can find all our information, our Discord, our other different podcast areas, if you want to listen to this twice for some reason.
Download us everywhere.
Yeah, just download us everywhere. Just hit the download button. You know what we're talking about, right? So you just, if you like it, just hit download everywhere. You know, we got to bump up those numbers.
Get those gains.
Anyways, that's going to be everything. So I hope to see you all next week. Goodbye.
Bye.